The Gemara towards the bottom of Samach Vav and Aleph has a memor of Rava. Amar Rava, Tavu Ali Nase. If a woman is offered, proposed to get married, then it's Baisa, and she agrees to the proposition. She must sit Shiva Nakiyam. Why? Says Rashi. Shema Machmas Taivas Chimud Rasadam. We're concerned that as a result of the emotional taiva, the emotional reaction to being invited to get married, so that that chimud leads to a, may lead to a riyastam. Nothing bars the story. Ravina Yasek Le Libre Bei Rav Chanina. Or Bei Rav Chaviva, two girsos. So he was marrying off his daughter to a prominent rabbinic family. Amalei, Samalei Mar, Lemichta, Ksuba, L'Arba Yom. So should we write a Ksuba 4 days hence? Amalei, in. Kimata L'Arba, Nata, L'Arba Chrina. Iakev Shiva Yomei, they waited 7 days. Basar Hu Yom after that day. So we'll see Machlokas Rishon, and we'll probably talk about next time. What's the cheshbon of days here? Amalei, my high. Amalei, L'Samal, L'Mar, L'Had, L'Ravid, Amar, Ravid, Tabuli, Nasib, and Esplice, and Tzvich, L'Lei, Shiv, Shiv, and Nakim. Amalei, Eva, Amar, Rav, Big Dola, Dechazi, Dama. Amal, Batan, Dechazi, Dama, Mi Amar. Amalei, Befer, Shamar, Rav, Loshna, Gedol, Loshna, Katana. Gedol, time of mind, Mishon, and Mechamda. Tananami, Mechamda. So, Chanina was of the opinion initially that the din of Rava only applied to a gedola who already was used to saying dam and not to a ktana. And Ravina said, no, the din applies even to a ktana because a concern of dam chimud exists even by someone who never saw dam before. The Rashba writes, in the Chidushim here, and in the Torah Sabayis Ha'arach, the famous Beis, the concern of Dam Chima, the reason for the din of having to count Shiva Nekiyim by Tavu Ali Nasei, is that she saw Dam. And even if the woman were to do Bedika, and the Bedika would be clean, we're still Choshesh that maybe she saw Tipas Dam Kechardol, and it disappeared. The concern is that dam chibud, chimud, the type of chimud, the Rashi explains, caused some dam to come out, and maybe that dam was so lost she didn't see the dam. But nevertheless, you have to be choshish that there was such a dam. Hence, the reason for the din of shiva nikir. So the Rashi paskins, this is how he paskins in Shulchan Aruch, where we've shown him that even if she does a bedika, bedika doesn't help. Because the Bedika doesn't prove that there wasn't dam, the might have gotten washed away or somehow missed. There is a minority opinion of the Raviyah, which is quoted in Hagos Maimonides, Defus Kushta, Perikid Aleph Halachates, Hagos Maimonides Kushta, Perikid Aleph Halachates, as well as Shuvas Maimonides Simon Aleph. And this Raviyah, again, is not lalacha, but maybe used some quoted as a possible sniff in certain situations, as we will see. The Raviyah writes, quoted in the Chuvas Maimonides, Hadar minan gedola taima mai mishen de mechabda ketanan ami chamudim mechamda perish mechamda b'shasha tovin asalinase. The concern is that there's going to be this reaction at the time of Tavu Ali Nasei. V'shama rasa tipas dam alav adaita. Maybe she saw tipas dam, didn't realize it. Hilka tzvicha leishev shivinakiyam kuchumar d'Rav Zeira. So just as Rav Zeira established the Nos Yisrael, that even rosa tipas dam kachardol yoshva shivinakiyam, here too, we're concerned that maybe there was a tipas dam kachardol, even if we didn't see it, and she has to count shivinakiyam. Chimen is only concern that's triggered by the tabuli nase. Well, if he perish there, im amra barili, the gamba dati atmi biyom tviya, lo haisa tzricha shivinakiyam. So if a woman says, barili, that I didn't see any dam, and I did a bedika on the yom tviya, then there's no more concern. Ela nivelas alter. If the whole concern is that maybe she saw a tipas dam, if she does a bedika, that ascertains that there's no more dam that day. Maybe there was dam a minute ago. So if she says barley that I didn't see dam, that is sufficient. And we're not concerned about any potential dam chimid beyond that day of tavua linase. Okay, so that's the Ravia, which does not make it into Shulchan Aruch, but we'll see. Maybe some tap into the Ravia as they sniff under other circumstances. Okay. The Rashba writes in his Chidushim to Daf Kaf Amud Beis, Dibur Maskal Hai Dam Chimud. The Gemara there in Daf Kaf Beis Amud Beis has two Maisim with Amar Raim, who identified certain dam as being dam chimud. So the pashup shan the Gemara that the Rashba in this parish is rejecting is that dam chimud is dam tahor. That the reason it was of relevance to identify certain dam as dam chimud is to say this is dam that is tahor. And if that's the case, the whole concern of Dam Chimud, as we'll see expressed in other Rishonim, a little more explicitly, is that maybe there's Dam Nida that gets mixed together with Dam Chimud. The Dam Chimud is not Dam Tame, it's not regular Dam Makor, it's some other Dam, analogous to Dam Maka. And the reason that you have to be choshish for Dam Chimud is not for the Dam Chimud per se, but because the Dam Chimud gets mixed together with other dam that's tamek potential. So that's what the Rashba quotes that position as a yesh mefarshim. It's a yesh mefarshim. The Ran, the Miri has it, but the Rashba himself is inclined to say the dam chimit fundamentally is tamek, and that's he thinks of Pash Bishan Ar Gemara Tavuli Nase. You have to count Shiva Nakir. If it was Dam Tahor, so what's the concern of Shiva Nakiyam? So it doesn't sound like we're concerned that the Dam Chima gets mixed together with other Dams. So what it says we're worried about Dam Chima. So it must be the Dam Chima is fundamentally Tamei itself. So says the Rashba. Okay. Yeah, this relates to Machlokas Rishonim. What is the nature of the Shiva Nakiyam of Tavuli Nase? The regular Shiva Nakiyam needs to begin with the Hefsek Tara, and then you need Bedikas throughout the Shiva Nakiyam. What's the status by Dam Chimud? Does the 7 days also require Hefsek Tara, and does it require Bedikas during the 7 days as well? So you might as well note at this point that this whole discussion as to whether you need a Hefsek Tara and how many bedikos do you need bedikos at all for Tavuli Nase, that's only relevant to a woman who is Tahora otherwise, and the only impediment to her Tara is this Chumra of Tavuli Nase Tzricha Shiva Nakiyam. But nowadays, where every Kala typically is going to be Tameya anyway, because she was never a Tavla Lidusa before. So then obviously you have to go through the regular Tara process like any other Nida. That's what, for example, the Torah Sashlamin points out in Simin Taf Tadi Beis, Se'if Katan Gimel, Nearly Pashat, the Kol Zemayi B'tana Shalom Rasa Me'olam. So this discussion, do you need Hefsek Tara? Do you need Bedikas? How many Bedikas? That's relevant for a Ketana who's coming to get married now, who never saw Dam in her life. So she's not a Nida otherwise. So she still requires some kind of process of tara because of dam chima. Aval begdola shirasa, afilu rasa ata raksa yamim rabim shirasa. Whether she's in the middle of a riyah now or she had her last riyah 3 weeks ago, become welcome is sama daini tmei. You need the gemara. She's not going to the mikvah when she's single. The mistama la safra zayin nekiim came and she penuya. So the whole question as to how we treat these shiva nekiim of tevuli nasei is, practically speaking, in most situations, purely academic. It'll be relevant, we'll see, for musulak estamim. Tarasham is talking about a ketana, which is non-existent nowadays. So in practice, this is a theoretical discussion, barring certain limited situations, but for a standard case of a woman getting married for the first time, she is Tumeya anyway, and therefore requires a regular Tara process of any woman who is a Anita. That being the case, in the theory of Tevulin Haaseh, so we have the following. The Rashba, both in the Chidushim over here and in the Torah Sabayis on Hayim and Aleph, paskins that there's no need, Me'ikar Adin. Me'ikar Adin assumes that there's no need for Hesek Tara, nor for any bedikos. Says the Rashba, reading from the Chidushim, but it's pretty much the same language in the Torah Sabayis. U'mistabra, she'ena tzricha Hesek Tara, v'lo bedika toch shiva, lo b'tchilasan v'lo b'sofan. So there's no need for either hafek tara nor bedikas at any point during the shiva nekiyim. Lefi she'ein zu ela chashasha ba'alma. The whole thing is a chumra to begin with. V'dayla di shiva zayin. What are we concerned about? Shema rasa tibetav gechardo v'avda. So you have to wait shiva nekiyim. But more than that, we don't require. The Alpha Pisha Amru Tzricha Leishev Shiva Nekiyim Lav Nekiyim Asurim L'faneinu doesn't mean you have to do the bedikos of a regular Shiva Nekiyim. Afilu B'tchilas and Asofa and Kishar Nekiyim Dizav Ba'alma Amru Alakol Shal Arigisha B'dam Tosai Nekiyim Kinabu. So Nekiyim is a little bit Lav Dafka. It's not the Nekiyim of bedikos Asurus L'faneinu. It's the Nekiyim that as long as a woman doesn't see any dam that she's aware of, then count 7 days, and that is sufficient. There's no requirement of bedikas. Meaning, as we'll develop this in a moment, the fundamental concern that we're addressing is not any potential dam during the shiva nekiyim. We're worried about dam at the point of at the point of tavuli nasei. So, if we're worried about dam at the point of tavuli nasei, then either was there or wasn't there. If it was there, you have to count Shiva Nekiyim. But we're not worried that she's going to see Dam repeatedly during the next 7 days, and therefore there's no concern that would require bedikos during those ensuing 7 days. You just have to run the clock. Aletzada, maybe she saw Dam on the day of Tevuli Naseh, and then you have to wait 7 days to become Tahara. But you don't require bedikos nor Hefsek Tara as part of that Shiva Nekiyim process. The Mereshes Moshe points out in Siman Kuf Yabez, this seems to be the Mashmos of the Rambam as well. The Rambam, Perakid Aleph Halachates, Yeser Al Zeh, Kolbas Shetavu Li Nasei Viratzisa, Shohes Shivas Yamin Nekiyim. She has to wait 7 days. There's no lashon of soferis. There's no lashon indicating anything that you need to do actively during those 7 days. You have to wait. You have to run out the clock. So that's a mashmos that you don't require bedikos. Don't require hefsek tara. Just have to wait 7 days without any other action required. Okay. The Rosh, Perek Yud Simin Dalid. Perek Yud, Simon Dalid, is bothered with the position of the Rashba, and he asks, if you require Shiva Nekiyim, then if you don't require Bedikos, then what's the point of Shiva Nekiyim? What is the meaning of Shiva Nekiyim without bedikah. So the Rashba kind of answered that question implicitly by saying this is only a chumra ba'alma anyway, and there's no need to go the extra mile for bedikah. So that's the kasha that the Rush asks on this position. If you don't require bedikos, then what is the point of Shiva Nakiyim Bichla? So the Rush holds, like the Ravid, which we'll read in a moment, that you require bedikos during Shiva Nakiyim, but you don't require a Hefsek Tara. No Hefsek Tara, but you do require bedikos. Why don't you require a Hefsek Tara? Don't the two usually go hand in hand? Why would you require bedikos and not a Hefsek Tara? It says the Ravid, Bale and Efesh, Shara Sfira, Simon Gimel. He writes, Ahmad Sasi Botsad Hakal, the Indian Acher Yosef Misharias, that this in a Tavuli Nase has one kula relative to other Rios. The Shara Rios, Rios Hefsek Tara. So any other standard ri'iyah, you need to have siktara and then shiva nekiyim. Zuntad aryeh. V'tviya zu, masanu, afal pi shalo hifrisha b'tara, b'bedika, even though she didn't do a half siktara, stoferes shiva chutz b'yam ha'tfila v'tovelos. But here, even without a half siktara, she still counts Shiva Nakiyim. Why? I'm skipping a little. Batam, Nimnesha Eina Re'iyas Vadai Elisafik. The whole Re'iyah here is only Re'iyasafik. Maybe Rasa Tipas Dam Kachardo V'Avda. And you only need a Hefsek Tara where there is a Re'iyah Vadois. Inami. Kimlahu l'rabbanan didam chima davar muadhu, who kimish hefsika b'tara damya. That dam chima is, by definition, a small quantity. It's not just that if you didn't see dam, shamarasa tibas dam kecharda, but the nature of dam chima is that the dam that's produced is a minimal quantity anyway. So it's ke'ilu, you already have the hefsek tara. The point of the hefsek tara is to ascertain that the flow has stopped. To remove a woman from a cheskas tuma to a cheskas tara, you have to ascertain that the flow has stopped. And here, there's no need for any ascertaining, because once you saw a little bit of dam chibud, the assumption is, the umdana is, that there's nothing more coming. So it's ki'ilu, there's a hefsek tara, even without a hefsek tara. Av ri'iyas ves is ruvi, as opposed to regular ri'iya, where the quantity of dam is significant. The regular ria for women doesn't do a hefsek tara, so how do we know that the flow stopped? So fundamentally, you need a hefsek tara, but it's ke'ilu you have the hefsek tara, because the hefsek tara just comes to establish the flow has stopped. When it comes to dam chima, there is no flow. There's just a little bit of dam, and you can assume that it stopped without having to do a formal hefsek tara. Now, just to point out, the way the Rush quotes this opinion is Yesh min hagedolim shekasvu she'eino tzricha hefsek tara, aval bedika kol tzricha shiva. That some say you don't need a hefsek tara, this is the Ravid, but you need a bedika. Now, in the Lashon HaRavid that we just read, it could be that the Ravid still would require a hefsek tara l'chachila, because the Lashon was, u'betfiyazu matzanu, afal pi shelo hifrisha b'tara b'bedika saferes shiva. Even though she didn't do a hefsek tara, she still counts 7 days. So even in the Ravid, it could be that there is a l'chachila to do a hefsek tara. The Ravid is saying, if you didn't do a hefsek tara, and you can still proceed with the Shiva Nakiyim. The Ravid explains why Hefsek Tara is not necessary. So it's definitely not Likuva. But it's plausible with the Raya that you still require a Heftara L'Chachila because a Heftara always goes hand in hand with Shivin Nekiyim. And he's only talking about what's Likuva. The way the Rush quotes it is Eina Tzricha Heftara. Sounds a little bit more like at all, even L'Chachila. So it may or may not be slightly meduyik in the Ravid that L'Chachila you would still require a half sektara. In the Ramban, it's more apparent that way, that there's a difference between the L'Chachila and the B'Yavid. The Ramban in Hilchos Nida, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yubeis, Ha'isha shetava li nase v'nis paisa tzricha leishev shivin akiyim chus mi yama tfiya v'afilu bad ka'atma v'shasa tfiya shema mechimuda li'ish ras adam tibik akadav abda v'tzricha bedika toch shiva v'tfila b'lel shmini v'af al pi shalom bad ka b'yama tfiya l'hafsik bein tova l'tara monu yam shal acharav she'ein v'i aschimet ala v'yek katana l'shaita. So the way the Ramban formulates it is even if she didn't do a Hefzik Tara, she can still proceed to the Shivin Nekiyim. So that sounds more forcefully like you should L'Chachila do a Hefzik Tara. It's just not L'Ikuva. So again, according to the Rashba, there's no need for Hefzik Tara nor for Shivin Nekiyim at all, even L'Chachila. According to the Ramban, You need bedikas during Shivin Nekiyim. Sounds like L'Chachila, you should do a Hefzik Tara, but it's not Akev. In the Ravid, it's perhaps debatable what the balance is between L'Chachila and L'Ikuva, whether the Ravid would require a Hefzik Tara L'Chachila, but definitely not L'Ikuva. And to round out the picture we've shown him, there is a possibility of the Chidushei Haran over here on Samach Vav and Aleph, that you even require a Hefzik Tara, even L'Ikuva. Mashma L'Chora, Shetzricha Hefzik Tara, Bedika B'mei Sfira, Ki Yisharo Adam. So the simple reading of Gemara is that the Shivin Akim, like any other Shivin Akim, you require a Hefzik Tara and the Vedikos. So to over here. Then the Ran goes on to reflect the other Rishon we just quoted. But the first line of that piece indicates that the simple reading of the Gemara, the Ran says, is that you would require the full gamut of Hefzik Tara and Shiva Nekiyim. Now, the Rush writes as follows, excuse me, after he quotes what we just quoted, the position of the Ravid, that you don't need a Hefzik Tara. He writes, Ulakach hiskir rava bidvarav shivin akiyim, lo machmas chumra derab zera. That this din of Tavua Linase requiring 7 days existed independently of the Chumrah Reb Zera and preceded the Chumrah Reb Zera. Because the Chumrah Reb Zera was not fully espashed during the time of Rava, the fifth generation of Amoraim. As the Rush makes a historical point that the Chumra of Benos Yisrael of Reb Zera wasn't espashed by the time of Rava. So this din of Tavuli Nase preceded the hispashtus of the Chumra Benos Yisrael of Reb Zera. And then the last line, which is important, we'll come back to in a couple of moments, which is sounds like different than the Rashba. We'll come back to that in a moment. As far as the history here, that the Tavuli Nasei of Rava preceded the proliferation of Reb Zeira, in the Rambam, it sounds like it's all part of the same package. The Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tes, so in the flow of the Rambam, around the beginning of Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Gimel, writes, Bimei Chachmei Gemara in this topic of Davar Harbei Beriyas Adamim and Niskapul Vestos. People got confused. What's the difference between Yimei Nida and Yimei Deziva? Lefika Chachmiru Chachamim B'Davar Zeva Gaza Shikol Isha Kimei Zivas Kol Yimei Isha Kimei Zivasa V'yak Kol Dam Shetira Stafik Dam Zivas. So that's the Chumah of Rebbe, the Kana of Rebbe. And then Halacha Dal Vodach Miru B'no Sishol Asman Chumah Yisrael Zeh Tibas Dam Kechardol, that's Reb Zeira. And then Halacha Hey V'chein Kol Yoledes Bizman Zeh Harei Kiyoledes Bizov. And then Halacha Hey through Halacha Zayin, and the Rambam talks about the Minog that developed to be Machmir, not to be Bolo Dam Tohar, to treat Dam Tohar V'yoledes as Tameh. And then Halacha Ches V'chein Din Dam Besulim Bizman Hazeh. And Halacha Tes Yasser Al Zeh Kol Basha Tavuli Nasei V'rasasa Shoa Shivas Yamim, etc. Halacha Yod Kol Advar Me'elu Chumah Yisera Shenagu Ba Benos Yisrael Bimei Chachmei Gemara Ve'ein Laser Mimena La'ola. So the Rambam kind of includes all these dinim, presumably the Rabbanan, of Dam Besulim, Dam Chimen, of Ein Bol and Dam Tohar, within the general rubric of Chumas Benos Yisrael. And you get the impression that this all developed around the same time. Okay. But so let's go back to that that last line in the Rush. The Rush requires Shiva Nakiyim, Bidikos during the Shiva Nakiyim of Tavuli Nasei, the B'chol Yom Chayshinan Shema Machmas Chimotira, that we're concerned every day of the Shiva Nakiyim that maybe she's going to see Machmas Chimotira. So it seems that that Nakuda is critical to understanding the Machlokas, the Rashba, and the Rush. The Rashba, who says that there's no need for Bidikos during Shiva Nakiyim, assumes that the only concern, as the Raviyah expressed more explicitly, just the Raviyah took it to an extreme, but the Rashba presumably understood that the only real concern of Dam Chimed is on the day of Tavuli Nasei. So worst case scenario, if she saw Dam on the day of Tavuli Nasei, then she has to wait 7 days until she can become Tahara. But there's no need for Bedikos during those 7 days because we're not concerned that she's going to see any new Dam. The reason for Bedikos in general is to establish that there's no new Dam. But the Rush is explicit that we're worried that every day during those Shiva Nakiyim, she may see new Dam Chimer. If we're worried that she's going to see new Dam Chimer, so obviously you have to do Bedikas every day to make sure that there's no new Dam Chimer. So Rav Osner expands on this a little bit, this analysis in Tshuvas Chelek Beis, Simen Tzadi Aleph, Shevet Alevi Chelek Beis, Simen Tzadi Aleph. The way Rav Osner says it is that there are three potential chashashos that one could have in the context of Tevulin Nasei. Chashash number one is that at the moment of the tviya, she's rasa tibas dam kechardal. So for that, no bedikah is going to help. What happens later is of no consequence, of no relevance. We're concerned that there was dam that she saw at that moment of Tevulin Nasei. And maybe that was a tibas dam kechardal that was up. But the question is there a second chashash? Is there a second chashash? So Evan agrees that chashash exists. The Rush doesn't deny that chashash exists, but the Rush says there's an additional chashash, then maybe there's going to be a buildup of chimud in the ensuing days as well. So if you're worried about the buildup in chimud, so then you need bedikas to establish that there's no further ri'iyah, that there's no further dam chimud. And he says the third chashash, that we're not chushish for it. Theoretically, you could have been concerned that maybe there's going to be a spontaneous ri'iyah during the ensuing Shivan Akiyam, just like we're worried about the moment of Tavuli Nase is going to lead to a tibet davka chadol that's going to get lost. So that could happen anytime during the Shivan Akiyam. And the bedikah won't help for that either, because maybe that was a moment you didn't do bedikah. But that no one is concerned about. But fundamentally, whether the second concern is part of the cheshbon that a woman is going to have a buildup of an emotional reaction that could lead to dam chimud anytime during the Shivan Akiyam. That seems to be subject to the machlokas, the rash and the rush, and whether you require bidikos during those Shiva Akiyam of Tavua Linase.
Rabbi, you just repeat the third concern one more time.
You're asking, is that based on science?
Then why are we postage to keep us down the title is going to be missed by Vedika during the time of Samuel Inase? Why aren't we considering the beginning? Is it just a lower
language? Presumably, meaning it sounds like in this analysis, Evan agrees that there's significance to the moment that Samuel Inase, and that could lead to a Tiba Samka Cardinal. Later on, it's less of a concern. There is a possibility of having some ria, and that's going to be accounted for to some extent by bedikos. But you know, just like in a standard shiva nikia, there's a possibility that there's going to be some ria or some subsequent flow, and you're not doing a bedika. I mean, that's part of the lum. The lumdus of the machdachuk when you use a machdachuk, but the machdachuk is only at the point of the beginning of the Shivan Akiyam after the Hefetara, but you don't have a machdachuk every day of the 7 days. So, you know, there's a certain reasonableness of how far do you have to be choshish or how far do you go to account for the possibility of having some da.
The difference here is that there is something precipitating with that, that we know there's chimud. The Rush is saying, you know, there's all 7 days.
Right.
And he just says,
you know,
there's schema, but there's a lower level
of schema
that there's, that's not a
percentage
that would raise the level of
creating
a
subject
derisive.
Then, right. Whether they're talking about a subject derisive of chlal, that goes back, you know, whether we're talking about a subject derisive of chlal goes back to the Rash Medav Kaf, whether we're talking whether Dam Chima fundamentally is Dam Tar or Dam Tameh, and whether we're concerned that there is Dam Nida mixed together with the Dam Chima.
Either way,
So if Dam Chima, right, so you're saying that there is a, either way, there's a possibility that there's something derisive that's going to get mixed in. Now, most of the Rishonim have various formulations that we're talking about. The Chashash Adam Chimud is a, the Chashash is a Din D'Rabbanan, but it could be, it's a Din D'Rabbanan because we're Choshesh for the possibility that there may be a Nida D'Raisa situation. Right, okay. So how far do you go? And right. Right. And for the Rush, we're concerned a little bit beyond the possibility of sundown, but that's accounted for our purposes with Bedikos during the Shemini. The Sidrei Tara does have another analysis of the Machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba. Sidrei Tara in the end of Sif Katan Beis. I don't think this detracts from what seems to be somewhat explicit in the Rosh as we saw. So he says that maybe the Machlokas, the Rashba and Rosh on some level relates to the Mi'ol Tzedakah. When we talk about Shimon HaKiyam, we'll talk about the famous position of the Mi'ol Tzedakah. You require kavana for the sphere of Zayin Akim. So if you have no kavana, you have no consciousness of what day during Shimon Akim you're holding in, according to Mi'ol Tzedakah, that doesn't work. And the requirement of Bedikos accomplishes that that direction of the kavana for Shimon Akim. So we'll have to flesh out the details of that when we talk about Shimon HaKiyam. But the Sidrei Tara suggests that if you require Kavana for Shimon HaKiyam, so then you require Bedikos here too, because Shimon HaKiyam without Kavana is meaningless. If you don't require Shimon HaKiyam, so since this is only a Chumr Ba'alma, then a lower level kind of Shimon HaKiyam for Tavuli Nosei, so then as long as you have a, you're not aware of any dam, so you don't need the formal bedikas. Now, you could still say that even if you assume, like the Mi'ol Tzedakah in general, that you need kavana for Shimon HaKiyam, this is a lower level anyway of Shimon HaKiyam. It's a chashash derabanan of tavuli nasei. So maybe Chazal weren't gozer or didn't establish that you need the same level of kavana for the Shimon HaKiyam. But I think the first point is clearer in the Rosh and the Rashba, that they seem to be arguing as to whether the chashash of Tavuli Nasi extends to be concerned about a Riyas Dam, Dam Chima, during the Shimon HaKiyam, and not just on the day of Tavuli Nasi. Okay, how do we assume in Shulchan Aruch L'Halacha? So the Mechaber writes in Simon Kuf Tzadi Beis, if Aleph, Tavuli nasev in espaisa, tzricha leishev shivin akiyim, bein gedola bein tana, vafilu bad ka'atma b'shas hatviya umasa tahora, shama nala deravia, like the Rashba, shama machmas chimud rasa tipas dam kachar, dovalor gishabo, umona zayim imachras yom hatviya, ve'ena tzricha efsek tara, Sha'afa pishalo bakka biyoma tviya lahafsik bitara mona miyoma machra zayin akiyim. So you don't require hafsik tara. So that's the position we saw of Rov Rishonim. The Rashba definitely doesn't require hafsik tara, doesn't even require bedikos. And the Ravid, who does require bedikos, or Rabbanu, does require bedikos, did not require hafsik tara. However, she requires a bedika. So how many bedikas? So take a look at Ber Hagola here. Ozvav, Haravid, Varaban, Varash require bedikas. Alashadilvi, Haravid, Varaban, Tricha bedika betchilas and Obed Sofan. So Rav and Ban write that all you need is a single bedika. That's what the Ran writes in Shavuos, betchilas and Obed Sofan. Well, Divrei Rash, B'shem Mitzvah Sagdolim, Tzricha Bedika Kol Sheva. And the Rash that we saw requires a Bedika, at least L'chachila, every day. So the Mechaber doesn't really tell you explicitly how he comes down over here. How many Bedikas do you need, L'chachila? But the Ramah writes, Kol Yom L'chachila, from the Rash, that we require Bedikas every day of the 7 days of Tavuli Nasei, L'chachila, Miu B'di'eved, and lo baka atzma rakamacha so shiva sagi. But b'di'eved, so then we rely on those Rishonim, the Ran and the other Chachmei Svar, that at least Maker Adin, all you need is a single bedika. Take a look at the Shachir Sukkot and Beis. Zal Beis Yosef, Ludasa Rosh, Lechachil, Amir, Svichel, Lidda, Bechol, Yom, Mi Azayin, Mi b'di'eved, Bepam Achas, Shabaka Tov Shiva Sagi, the Lord Difa Mirah Vadas. Because the Rosh holds that even by regular Shiva Nakiyam, only one Bedika's Likuba. The Nira Salomar, the Lord Difa Mirah Vadas, the Sri Layla Rosh, the Kaman, the Sagi Bedika, Bedika, Pabaka Tov Shiva. Well, if he's that, the Didan, the Kaimalan Hassam, the Lord Sagi, the Bedika of Aleph Yom Zion. But we who hold that Bedikas Aleph and Zion are likuvim by Shiva Nakiyam, but then Acha Aval Einira came to Asa Rav Yachronim. Al Einira Disfilei the Acha came to Larasa Avali Adav Tvei. No, so this is better. Even if you assume that Bedikas Aleph and Zion are ma'akev by regular Shiva Nakiyam, here because they're only talking about a lower level Chashasha the Rabbanan, and maybe she saw Dam Chibur, and maybe the Dam Chibur is mixed together with Dam Nidus. So then, as long as you have a single bedika, that is sufficient b'di'eved, and that's how we assume the halacha. The Taz in Sifkat and Aleph is bothered by the following historical observation. Kasav Rav Magid, Tizuhi Midrabana, that the requirement of Shiva Nakiyam for Tavuli Nasei is a Dinder Rabbana. Dei Mechmir B'Gzei Rizos, Min HaTorah, Mutaris Gemura. Sharei Afilu Ratsa B'lo Argasha Min HaTorah Eina Tmeya. Kol Shekein Zu, Shelo Matza Afilu Kesam. A Re'iyah B'lo Argasha under the best of circumstances is only a Dinder Rabbana. So obviously, over here, we're worried that maybe she saw Dam Chima. We don't know, even know that she saw Dam Chima. So there definitely is no argasha. Obviously, we're only talking about a din derabanan. Ubezeh nichali, if you accept that we're only talking about a din derabanan, so that solves our following problem. Ubezeh nichali, had the isa perikam de sota, gabe tamar, batesha bepesach inayim, shenasna inayim lidvareha, shamra li Yehuda tahorani minida. So, Tamar represented that she wasn't a Nida. V'chei matzina berus, shenich nesa lebitaso shel boaz, achar shetava, v'kasha hatzvichem shem nekiyem, achar shenis paisa biyach alisa zezeh. So very good that Tamar wasn't a Nida. But what about the dinner tabuli nasei? They met on the street, and they waited 7 days. Well, if you mashik asafti nicha, da dai lo haisek zerazos, elisar, since all you did the rabbanon, it's much later. Elisar chiyan, kevich imi the rabbanon, heicha matzina shechid shuk zerazu. But if it's taka the rabbanon, so what's the, historically, when did it come out? Iva hi the rava, the amr tabuli nasav in his spices, with le shishim nakiyim, for rava hu shehimsi chermazu biyamav. Kasha Mehi the Paragakoli. So if this only emerged in time of Rava, so So what about the following Gemara? It's in Yevamos Lamed Zayin, also Yuma Yuches. Rav ki ikla ledar d'shir, amir man ba'i yelim mehavi yisrael yomo. He's looking for a wife for a day. Gubarachinan aleiv, amir rav d'avili nasev in the spice and circulation of shivnakiyim. My parach. Rav is four generations before Rava. Rav is the first generation of Amoron. Rav is the fifth generation of Amoron. So the Chumash is only in the Chavish later. But nearly, Shabbos Hashav, Shagazer Chacham Alexamim, Kedisa Reit Seven Kofsadi, Lo Itira Mishvil Shelo Regisha, Nasagam Zerizos, Vein Mola Mashal Regisha Kanal. So whenever Chazal established the Dinim of Ksamim that a woman is Tameya Midraban even without a Hargasha, so Dam Chima Tavuli Nase was part of the same package. Aruch HaShulchan, by the way, in Sif Gimel, suggests that the origin, or at least a precursor to this din of Tavuli Nase, is by Yaakov and Rachel, Malei Shavuazos, that you have to wait the extra 7 days because of the din of Tavuli Nase. I'm sorry? Right. Right. As far as the Taz's point here, they're talking about a din d'rabbanan, so that's mevurah in the following Rishonim. So clearly, the Rama that we read before, the Rama gives you the whole history of various din d'rabbanan that are part of the package emanating from Reb Zeira. Rabbi Morgenstern points out the Lashon HaRosh that we read also is Shema Rasa Tibas Dankachado Velo Higishabo, that we're concerned that she saw Tibas Dankachado without Argosha. So clearly we're talking about a Dinder Abanan. He does point out the following Lashon in the Rashba in the Taras Abayas Akarsa. Taras Abayas Akarsa and Dalin and Mabay is going out to Haman Aleph. He has, this is the parallel pieces in the Chidushay Rashba and our Gemara and Samachav, but the Chidushay Rashba doesn't have this exact line. The Rashba, the context is, the Rashba says, even though Mi'ikara Din, there's no need for Bidikos during Shivin Akiyim, but nevertheless, you have to be Choshesh for those Rishonim who are Machmir. So he quotes the Raivan and the Ramban that do require Bidikos. So even though he disagrees, Mikra Din, Sarach Lachosh L'Devayim. So in the Chidushim, he just says, Sarach Lachosh L'Devayim. And similarly, Lashon the Torah Bayis Aruch. And the Torah Sabayis Akatsar, he writes, El Asheroi L'Shmo L'Divri Rishonim L'Hachmir the Davar Sheyesh Bo Kares. So Rabbi Morgenstern quotes this as saying that we're talking about a Din D'Oraisa. A Dam Chimad is a the Tavuli Nase Damchim is Din D'Oraisa. But presumably all he has to mean is that because we're talking about a Din D'Rabbanan that is predicated on the possibility of a D'Oraisa, meaning we're choshesh for Damchim, but because the possibility that Damchim, either the Rashi himself holds that Damchim is itself Tameh, but even if Lo Rasa, we're choshesh that maybe there was Damchim, or for the other Rishonim, we're choshesh that Damchim gets mixed together with Dam Nida. But either way, it's a din d'rabbanan that we're machmir to treat lo rasa as rasa, but that's still a din d'rabbanan. So yeah, the consequence of not being noted this din d'rabbanan could run into a chiyukares, but the din itself of the tavuli nase to relation of shivnakiyim, even according to this line in the Rashba, is still presumably only a din d'rabbanan. The Rashba, I don't think, is arguing on the other Rishonim. He's not saying we're talking about a Din D'Oraisa. We're talking about a Din D'Rabbanan that was created to avoid a potential Chashash D'Oraisa. Then the Taz goes on to give a second Taretz. V'o nira l'taretz v'gabi tamar v'rus lo haya chashash shema tira machma schimud d'miyad shen espaisa Yehuda boaz az hayu imam b'mita. So Tabuli Nasei Fichalei Shiv Nakim is only where there's going to be some gap between the proposal and the wedding. But if it all happens instantaneously, then we're not worried about Dam Chibud because there's no gap. Everything happens right away. But the Taz doesn't say, and this is what the Piskei Tshuva quotes here for the Chavos Das, you look in Piskei Tshuva, Sifkat in Gimel, Ayin Chavos Das, Shekasa de Zedokuk, where the Taz writes, the ancient Svar al-Khali bin Zmamua Zmamaruba, Mechatesi, why Tavuli Nasi? At that moment, there's a certain emotional reaction. So that emotional reaction should exist, regardless of whether the wedding's going to be in a week, or a month, or a minute. Ella misham hachi lo yasham chashash, the davka b'chimish shel nesuin chashina. No, the real chilek says the Chavos Das is that dav chimud is chimish shel nesuin. But if it's only a chimud of znus, so then that doesn't engender the dav chimud that is of concern to us. It's only the chimud of nesuin, which poses a problem. Apparently, the Chavos Das is another chiddush that if a woman inserts a moch dachuk before the tviya, and then that moch dachuk is clean, then that we're not concerned about dam chimud. You're presumably going with the Rashi approach that we're not worried about building chimud during the 7 days, they're just worried about the chimud of the tabuli nasei. So then, if somehow a woman has a moch dachuk in anyway, because if she was expecting the tabuli nasei, so may not help. But however, whatever the story is, a woman has a moch dachuk in during the tabuli nasei moment, and then she checks it afterwards and it's clean. So there's no concern that maybe she saw tibas damka chardol during the trigger of Tavuli Nasi. So in practice, that's probably hard to orchestrate. Okay. So we saw in Ravina's response in the Gemara that the din of Tavuli Nasi, Tzvich HaLeshev Shivanakiyim, the din of Dam Chimud applies, Bein B'gdola, Bein B'ktana. So even a woman who never saw Dam before is still subject to the din of Tavuli Nasei, the concern of Dam Chimud. What's not Mefurish in the Gemara is, does the same apply to Misalekas Damim? And the other end of the spectrum, if a woman is postmenopausal, so she hasn't seen Dam in 20 years, and she's getting married, does the din of Shivanakiyim of Dam Chimud apply there as well? So the Ra'ah writes in Bedek Habayis, Vavim and Aleph, Lo Shna Ketana, Lo Shna Gedola, Lo Shna Zekena, Afogav de Misalekas Damim. So the Ra'ah there is Mefurash, that the din of Shivan Akim for Tavuli Nasei applies even to a Misalekas Damim. The Beis Yosef at the end of our Simen quotes from Reb Shlomo ben Hatash Beitz, that the din applies to Maxi Grushasu as well. So you might have argued that if you've already been married to the person and then got divorced and now you're remarrying, you don't have the same level of chimud. So we pass a note. The Sif Hei Shulchan Aruch here, Maxi Grushasu, Tzvicha Leshev, Shivan Akim. That just like by Misalekas Damim, we're worried about Dam Chimud, by Maxi Grushasu also, we're worried about Dam Chimud. And Rav Avadia quotes on page Taf Ayin Dalid from the Tashbetz himself. The Beis Yosef quotes this from the Tashbetz's son. And Tashbetz himself writes, V'chein zekeinu ubachsik rishaso, gam kein, afilo haisa menika. So even if it's a tartar litivusa, you have a machsik rishaso, you might have argued that there's less chimud. And she's also nursing. So she's a misalakas damim as well. So even if you have a matzah grushasu, misalekas damim, this din still applies. even if it's tarti litivusa. And that's what the Taras HaShlamim has here in Sifkat and Tess. The Huadin in Gersha Kishimu Beres, the Hefzira Gamke, Tzrikhalesha Shivnakim. Maxi Grushaso, Mu Beres. So even though it's tarti litivusa, it's Maxi Grushaso, which should have engendered a lower level of Chimut, and she's a Musulekas Dam and she's a Mu Beres. Still, the din applies. Sidre Tara quotes this in Sivkat and Yudalit. He quotes this Tashbates, the Ben HaTashbates. He leaves this with a Tzarech Ion by Maxer Grushasa Muberes. So if you have the Tara Dili Tivusa, Maxer Grushasa, and she's a Musalakas Damim, and you do a Bedika after the Tviya, so maybe then you could rely on the Raviyah. Maybe then you could rely that a Bedika after the Tviya is sufficient, even though we don't accept that in general, but where you have two Tarta Litivusa in your favor anyway of a Masik Rishaso and Mislakas Damim, so maybe you can rely on the Raviya. That's the Sidri Tarlis of the Tzarechi, and Rav Avadia doesn't think even there that you could be Makel, because the general orientation, as we saw, is that across the board, this is an absolute low plug that we're worried about the possibility of Dam Chimud even by Mislakas Dami, even by Masri Vishasso, and if you have both of them together, it doesn't help. Chuvas HaRadvaz has the following twist. Chuvas HaRadvaz, Chelek Dalet, Simen Reish Samach Gimel. Chelek Dalet, Simen Reish Samach Gimel is quoted by the Piskei Tshuva here in Sifkat and Ches. Let's just see the Piskei Tshuva citation. Adem HaRadvaz, Shekasav, Ikalif Sapuke, Im Gibish Osa Kedelakayim Shivuasa. So he divorces his wife because he took a shvu to do so, and some dare. Some reason compelling him to divorce his wife, even though he doesn't want to divorce her. Vuasu Lachzira, and he's going to remarry her tomorrow. Vihi Yodas Bidavar, and she knows that he's going to remarry her. Kevin the Daita love ain't kan tviya klal, the ain't a machmedes, a dimalo chilke rabbanan. So here, you can argue, Dam Chimud, it's a technicality. He divorced her because there is something compelling him to do it, but he knows and she knows that they're going to get remarried the next day. Is that tabuli nase? Is that going to engender Dam Chimud? The Radvaz is unsure. Rav Avadia quotes something similar from Shlomo Kluger, who had a case of a woman who was given a get bal karcha in violation of Chayim ben Agersha not to be megarish bal karcha, and she's trying to convince the husband to stay with her that the get wasn't valid or should remarry her, so she's not Miss Eshes from the husband. So maybe that's better than Master Grishas. Master Grishas, so. You had a previous relationship, but it was a final absolute divorce. Get crisis. But here, maybe not. So Radvaz is not sure about this. That's how the Piskei Tshuva believes it. There's a case a number of years ago that someone brought to my attention. We weren't directly involved in it, but a similar kind of a story. I didn't quite get a full handle on what the situation was, but apparently it was someone, an Israeli, he was in Florida, who divorced his wife for immigration purposes. Usually you get married for immigration purposes. I'm not sure what the reason here for getting divorced for immigration purposes was, but he had divorced her for some legal reason, but intended to remarry. So the shayla there wasn't about the ruling nosei, but that's essentially what the Radvaz here raises, that if it's just a charade, it's a no one's really serious about the get, it's just to fulfill a technicality and get remarried, the Izra din of Tavu Alinase. The Dogma Ravava raises a similar question in Hilchas Geirus. Yoredei Simen Rei Samach Tes. Yoredei Simen Rei Samach Tes. We'll go about another 10 minutes with your permission. So the Radvaz there is writing in the context of Havchana. So the din is that if you have the classic case of Avchana by Geiris, if you have a non-Jewish couple that is converting together, and you require 3 months of Havchana, Lahavchin bin Zeresh and Isra Bikdusha, the Bain Zeresh and Isra Shalom Bikdusha. Havchana applies if you have a single Jewish partner also, but that's a classic case there in Shulchan Aruch. So let's say you have a husband and wife who are both Nachim Gemurim, and they're converting together. So are we worried about Dam Chima there? So leaving aside some of the other ensuing issues that we'll address in a moment, but the Dog Rav is simply addressing the question of Dam Chima for a husband and wife who convert together. And he assumes that there, that's better than Masri Bishasa. Masri Bishasa, there's a hard stop, they're divorced. So even though there was a pre-existing relationship and they're going to revitalize that relationship, but bottom line, so there could be new chimud. But here, this is a husband and wife. They were civilly married as happy non-Jews. And now they're converting. They're going to get married halachically because now they're Jewish. So there's no dam chimud because there's never a point that they were in mishyash from each other. The relationship was always solid. So Dog Rivava says there's no need for the din of Shivanakim of Tavua Linasin. Rav Vosner has the following tshuva, Chelek Yud Simen Reish Lamed Gimel. Chelek Yud Simen Reish Lamed Gimel. The Inyan Yisrael Shechayim Enachris. So here we're talking about a Jewish guy living with a non-Jewish girl. And the woman is going through a Geiris process. And she had the Geiris. And then they had a Seder Kedushin 2 days after the Geiris. What about Avchana? So they did Avchana before. So most contemporary poskim assume that Avchana doesn't have to be done after a Geiris. You can do Avchana before a Geiris. Okay. What about the din of Tavu Linaseh? He quotes the Dogma Revava. Even the Dogma Revava is talking about a case of two Nachrim that convert together. But the point is the same, that people are living together. So then there's no chimud engendered by the fact that they're having a halachic kedushin. In the Sefer Geiris Kol Chasa, Rav Stern from Rav Osner's Beis Din, and the Sefer Mishnah Sager, Moshe Klein, then Rav Menashe Klein, so they point out another reason to be Mako. That what are we worried about? When was the Tviya? So the Havchana we took care of for it. So they're going to be Megayer, and then they'll have a Seder Kedushin an hour after the Geiris. So the Tavuli Nase was when they were still not Jewish. So the Tavuli Nase was when the woman wasn't Jewish, so then even if there was Dam Chimud, that's not going to Aser her Labayla. That was when there was still Nachir. Rav Yashiv has a tshuva that's printed in Rabbi Morgan's Dern Sefer, the end of chapter Nun Beis. The tshuva dated Iyar Tavshin Lamaches, 1978, written to Rabbi Moshe Weissman. Moshe Weissman is the Mechaber of the Sefer Yetzias HaShabbos, one of, if not the best, polemical work about city Erevin, specifically New York Erevin. He's also the Baal Medr Tzes. His wife wrote the Medr Tzes. He's the Baal Medr Tzes. So Rav Yashiv writes to him, Al Dvar HaSheela, Im Tfilo L'Shem Geiris Mahani Gam Mishvil Nida. So the first question was, does Tfilas Geiris also work for Tfilas Didas? So that he dismisses. There's no tumas nida when the woman is a nachris, even though Chazal were machmir to treat a nachris as a zava. So there is certain tumah, but that's only as far as hilchos tumah tara. That doesn't affect an ishta labayla. So if a woman was pierced a nida before she was megayer, and then the dam stops, and now she converts. So as far as the status of a nida, that's of no consequence to us. Now that the clock starts again, there's no need for any tire process because now she's Jewish. As long as she's not seeing dam after the geiris, then she's home free. We don't have to worry about any previous status. So that previous status was as a nachris, doesn't affect us. What about the din of tavuli nase? Should we be concerned of dam chibur? So he says, "Im Yehudi hechlil leschaten, im nachris achir shetiskayim." So they agree that they're going to get married after the geiris. The kavus man takef miad achir geiris. This is what we do not infrequently. Havchad was taken care of beforehand, so we go straight from the geiris to chuppah v'kiddushin. We've had chuppah v'kiddushins in the bedroom upstairs before people who were megayer that day. So he says, "L'chor yesh malkom lomer." You could have said, "Dibi came and just paisa l'skaten imo, v'as paisa skarim udam chimod." So just as a woman can't become a nida once she's megayer because of dam that she saw the nachriyasa, so dam chimud isn't any worse. So then there'd be no need for shiva nikiyah. However, lefi mashakos v'achronim she'im lo hayu b'nei rak dvarim ba'alma. But if they're just talking about getting married, but they didn't take any concrete steps, they didn't write a tanoim, so then Sfira Shivanakim doesn't help. You have to start anew. So maybe you'll argue, we'll talk about that next time, where the trigger of Tavuli Nasa actually happens. So maybe here, if you're Mechusar Geirus, and Geirus isn't Biyado, the aim of the Mizdaka Ulaitz Lasa, so then maybe you have to start the clock again once there's a Geirus. Maybe that's the Geirus itself is going to be a trigger of Tavuli Nase. It doesn't make a difference that they had wedding plans already discussed beforehand. But once a Geirus takes place, and maybe that's a trigger of Tavuli Nase, because until the Geirus, it wasn't the other to get married. Now they're able to get married. And maybe you'll say that if a geiris can cause shnola dami, so that's going to cause the chima to be chozer v'neir. It's true that the Dogma Revava we just quoted says geiris in this guy v'ishto imo, we're not worried about shiva nikiyim, and there's no new chima. So he leaves that unresolved. On the one hand, whatever happened beforehand is old news, and we shouldn't be concerned about dam chimud before, just like we're not concerned about dam nida. And if the relationship existed before, so the dog mervava, there's no new chimud. On the other hand, maybe you'll say that the geiris itself is a trigger of tavuli nase, and maybe you'll say that Gerasha and this guy comes to know Dami means that this is a new trigger. So he leaves that as a Tzarechian. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes that subsequent to this tshuva, Rav Yashiv quoted a tshuva's marsham, Chela Gimel Simen Reish Dalid, Chela Gimel Simen Reish Dalid, that is Mekel. And that's what the Sefer Mishnah Sager also quotes from Rav Yashiv that he was Mekel on this Tshuva L'maisa. So a little bit unclear what Rav Yashiv's bottom line was, but Rav Osner is Mekel, Rav Avadia, it sounds like, is Mekel, and that seems to be the general practice to be Mekel on this, not to require a new count of Shiva Nekiyim for Tavuli Nase for Gioris, where if you solve the Afkana problem ahead of time, you could proceed and have a Geiris, a Chasana, Chubba B'Kiddushin, right after the Geiris. Just one final point, a related question. What about if you have Jews who were married civilly without Chubba B'Kiddushin, now they're Chosim B'Tshuva, so they were living Chayi Ishus without Chubba B'Kiddushin, and now they want to have Halacha Chubba B'Kiddushin. So is there a din of Dam Chimud over there? Ovadia is Machmir. Quotes in Shuvas HaRadvaz, Chela Gimel, Simen Tav Kaf Gimel. Chela Gimel, Simen Tav Kaf Gimel. Reuven Shaval Isha Penuya, Vinis Abram Mimenu, V'ata Balakansa. So Reuven had a relationship with a single woman, got pregnant, and now he wants to marry her. Do you require Shiva Nakiyam? So the Rav says, what's the Shaila? If you're saying that she's Mubaras, so we're Machmir by Mitzalekas Damim too. If you're going to say they already have a relationship, no, that's a reason to be more concerned about Dam Chimud. Kevashimaki Rasam are Harisbo, Vikarva Darashitir Adam. So the fact that they have a relationship is more of a reason to be concerned about Dam Chimud. That seems to be against the Nod Behuda. The Nod Behuda, in the context of Geirus, is assuming that the existence of a relationship precludes Dam Chimud. But Rav Avadi goes with this Radvaz to require the din of Shiva Nakiyam of Dam Chimud for a civilly married or non-halachically married Jewish couple that now wants to have a halachic wedding. Rav Osner is makel on this. Rabbi Willig is makel on this, that there isn't so much schema. That seems to be in line with the dogma of Avos. My sense is that here also the minhag is to be makel, not to require Shiva Nakiyam for a couple who was already married in a non-halachic fashion who are now proceeding with a halachic seder condition. Okay, next time we will address the question of what triggers the count of Shiv, when do you start counting the Shiva Nakiyam from, and what the range of that is, that's at Beis. And then we'll talk about Chuppas Nida, and that should take us to the break before the Chinuch.